Can I ask you a weird question?
Yeah, weird away.
If something happened to you, and I could stop it, but it would mean we would never meet, would you want me to?
Certain songs can really take you back. But in the PG-13 rated movie, The Greatest Hits, Harriet believes that music can actually transport her through time. Ever since Harriet's boyfriend Max was killed in a car crash 2 years ago, Harriet has found that certain songs would take her back to specific moments in their relationship. Everyone thinks she's crazy, of course, but Harriet's sure that these are more than powerful memories. And if she can go back to the past, Harriet wonders whether she might be able to change it too and save Max. But even if Harriet could, should she? In the present, Harriet's attracted to another guy named David, and as her friends encourage her to get a grip and move on, she wonders whether they have a point.
Maybe it's time to start living in the present tense again. How is this a bad thing?
The Greatest Hits gives us some strong messages about love, sacrifice, and friendship, along with one of the strangest love triangles you'll ever see. But it also hits us with plenty of problems. Harriet and Max lived together when Max was alive, and Harriet's romances, both past and present, can feel intimate and even tawdry. Thanks to Harriet's best friend, the film also contains plenty of LGBT content. Viewers see disturbing flashbacks to the car crash, hear some harsh profanities, and must navigate a bit of drinking and drug use. And while its themes of time traveling are interesting, they also undercut what could have been powerful messages about dealing with grief. And for families, that might make The Greatest Hits more of a miss. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio and be sure to check out The Plugged In Show wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jonathan McKee for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
Hey parents, Parent here. If you're searching for biblical and practical tips for your kid's specific age, you know, with all that extra time you have, well, you can stop. Focus on the Family has weekly age and stage emails that bring the tips to you. Each week, I get an email for my son that I can read on my phone and put directly into practice. No more sifting through junk on the internet. I can focus my time on being intentional. It's easy. Visit mykidsage.com, add your kid's age, and get to parenting better. That's mykidsage.com.